下午好。
Good afternoon.
我是不太会用计算机，所以一碰计算机就有麻烦。好，开始前我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
今天是欢喜快乐的日子。
Today is a happy and joyful day.
我们一起来纪念你的复活。
Today we are remembering your resurrection.
我们都在你的复活当中。
In your
信心而复活。
In your resurrection by faith, we also have life.
而成为一个新造的人。
And we are now a new creation.
一个有永远生命的人。
We are those who have eternal life.
我们欢喜快乐，因为有一天你要接我们进到你永恒的荣耀当中。
We are happy and joyful because one day you will take us into your eternal paradise.
借着耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
By the Lord Jesus' death and resurrection.
祝福我们今天的敬拜。
May you bless this time.
让我们明白复活节的意义。
That we may come to understand the purpose of Easter, the meaning of Easter.
使我们的喜乐可以充足。
That our joy may be full.
祝福我们下面的时间。
May you bless this time.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲耶稣基督的复活。
Today we are going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus.
那么今天是复活节，就是纪念耶稣基督复活的日子。
Today is Resurrection Sunday and is to remember the resurrection of Jesus.
但是当我们讲到复活的时候呢，那就一定是与死有关系的。
And when we talk about resurrection, of course, it must be related to death.
所以耶稣他是在逾越节那一天死的，被钉死在十字架上。
It is on Passover when Jesus died on the cross.
那么在第三天呢，从死里复活。
And on the third day, he rose from the dead.
所以我们通常认为呢，是星期五他安息日，星期六之前他被钉死。
So on Friday before the Sabbath, Jesus died on the cross.
那么第三天呢，恰好是今天。
And on the third day today,
他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
那么我们当讲到耶稣的死和他的复活为什么这么有意义呢？
When we talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus, why is it so meaningful or important?
我们需要回去去想一些事情。
We must go back and consider some things.
当亚当和夏娃被神创造放到伊甸园当中之后，
When Adam and Eve were created and put into the Garden of Eden,
耶和华神给他命令这样说，
The Lord gave them command, saying,
园中各样树的果子你可以随意吃。
You may eat freely from all the fruit of all the trees.
唯有园当中那棵树的果子你不可以吃。
Only there is this one tree in the middle of the garden which you may not eat from.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这是上帝对亚当和夏娃的命令。
This is the command which God gave to Adam and Eve.
我们也可以说是对我们人的命令，因为他们是我们的祖先。
And by extension, we can also say it is our command because they are our ancestors.
换句话说，亚当和夏娃如果他们违背了上帝的命令，那么结局就是死。
And Adam and Eve, if they were to violate this command, then the result is death.
所以亚当和夏娃他们真的吃了违背了上帝的命令，吃了神所吩咐他不可吃的那个树上的果子。
And surely, as we all know, Adam and Eve, they did go against this command and they did eat and they died.
那么神的命令所带来的结果就降在了亚当和夏娃的身上。
So the result of God's command has been brought upon Adam and Eve.
同时也是降在亚当和夏娃他一切的后代的身上。
And it has also come upon their descendants.
换一句话说，我们今天都是亚当的后代。
In other words, we are all the descendants of Adam.
我们跟着亚当一同的违背了上帝的命令。
Together with Adam, we have gone against God's command.
那么我们今天所处的状态就是死的状态。
And so our natural state is death.
所以我们要明白什么叫耶和华神说你吃的日子必定死。
So let us consider, what does it mean when God says the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die?
我们知道人有两部分组成。
We know that humans, we are composed of two parts.
一部分是我们的身体。
The first is our physical bodies.
我们的身体是用尘土而造的。
And our bodies are made from the dust.
所以我们身体会死亡的，每个人都会死的。
So our bodies will die, everyone will die.
然后埋入尘土当中。
And dust will return to dust.
然后就归回尘土。
And yeah, we will die and we will go back to dust.
那人的另一部分来自于哪儿呢？是来自于上帝，我们称它为灵魂。
And the second part, it comes from God, it is our spirit.
所以当我们看到那个死人的时候，当灵魂离开他的时候呢，这个人就像跟尘土没有任何区别的，和木头是没有任何区别的。
So when we look at a dead person, we see that their body is not any different from the dust or from a wood or any other material.
而灵魂呢，是来自于上帝。
But the spirit comes from God.
上帝造人的时候，用尘土造了人的身体，他赐给人有个灵魂，而这个灵魂呢，可以支配我们这个身体去行为。
And when God created man, he created the body out of dust, and God gave him spirit, and the spirit is able to control the body.
所以我们这个灵魂呢，来自于神而为永恒。
And the spirit comes from God, and it is eternal.
因此呢，这个灵魂是不死的。
This spirit does not die.
我们身体可以死，但是我们的灵魂不能死。
Our body may die, but the spirit will not.
所以因此，上帝说你吃的日子必定死的意思，包括身体的死亡和灵性的死亡。
So when God says the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. This death encompasses both the physical bodily death and also spiritual death.
我们身体的死亡很容易理解，因为我们每天都看见人们在死亡。
The bodily death we all understand and we're familiar with because we see death.
而灵性的死亡呢，和我们身体的死亡有些不同。
But the spiritual death is different from our physical death.
因为灵性是永恒的。
Because our spirit is eternal.
也就是说，灵性的死亡，我们也叫灵性的灭亡，就是说这个灵性呢，灵魂呢，会有一个永恒的去处。
And as when we say the spiritual death, it means that there is an eternal death aspect to it when it perishes or when it dies.
那么当我们犯了罪，成为罪人，违背了上帝的命令的时候，我们这个灵魂呢，就要在神永远的咒诅之下，这个灵魂。
When we sin and when we are sinners, our spirit will receive the condemnation from God, the wrath from God.
因为这位上帝是绝对公义和圣洁的。
Because our God is absolutely righteous and holy.
他要审判一切罪恶。
He must judge all evil.
他要刑罚一切的罪恶。
He will put on trial and judge all sin.
换一句话说，人的在罪当中死亡呢，他的灵魂将在上帝的永恒的审判和愤怒当中。
In other words, when we die because of sin, that person will be under God's eternal wrath and punishment.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
所以因此我们明白这个道理，我们就知道了，亚当和夏娃犯了罪之后，神把他们赶出伊甸园之后，亚当夏娃和他们所生出来的一切的孩子，包括今天所有的人，都是在死亡当中。
So when we understand this principle, when we know that Adam and Eve sinned, and when they were driven from the Garden of Eden, when they died, all people of their descendants will die.
除了我们可以见的我们的身体的死亡之后之外呢，我们还有一个我们不可见的灵魂的灭亡。
The death that we see of the body, what we can see, and then there is also a death of the spirit, which we cannot see.
我们之所以很多的人不惧怕死亡，是因为我们不知道灵魂还有一个永恒的灭亡。
We do not fear death as much because we do not recognize fully what the spiritual death means.
所以呢，只是早晚而已。
So it is only a matter of time.
当有一天上帝来到这个世界，来审判这个世界的时候，曾经在这个世界上生活过的每一个人都要面对上帝的绝对的公义的审判。
When God will come in that day of judgment, that all people who have lived in history, they will receive God's judgment.
然后那些在审判当中灭亡的人，他们的灵魂被赋予一个新的身体，而进入永远的地方，我们称它为地狱。
And those that perish because of their sin during judgment, they will receive a new body, and then they will be cast into eternal hell.
上帝的愤怒充满了地狱。
God's wrath fills hell.
好了，我们就知道我们现在的光景是什么。
So now we know what state we are in.
这个事情不乐观哦。
This isn't a very joyful thing.
我们进到地狱当中只是个时间问题。
When we go to, it is only a matter of time when we go to hell.
当我们明白这个道理的时候，那么我们再去理解今天的复活节的意义。
Now, understanding this principle, let's come to understand what Resurrection Sunday means.
那就不一样了。
This is different.
那么我们讲到耶稣基督的复活的时候呢，我们就必须要讲到他的死。
When we talk about Jesus' resurrection, we must talk about his death.
不死怎么有复活呢？
How can you have resurrection without a death?
所以呢，我们讲到的时候，之前我们讲到了亚伯拉罕。
So, earlier we have talked about Abraham.
神应许给亚伯拉罕说，你要有一个后裔，你这个后裔呢，要成为地上万国的祝福。
God said to Abraham that you will have one descendant, and this descendant will become the blessing of the nations.
那么神也应许给以色列历史当中最伟大的君王大卫，说你要有个子孙，这个子孙呢，他将要统管这个世界直到永远。
And God also promised the greatest king in Israel's history, David, that he will have a descendant who will reign over the world forever.
就是以色列人几千年所盼望的这位上帝给以色列人预备的救主。
It is the Savior which God promised to Israel several thousand years ago.
以色列人也是如此的，尽管他是神的选民，但是他们也是死人。
The Israelites, even though they were the chosen nation, they are still dead.
也在罪恶当中是等待灭亡的。
They are still in sin, waiting death.
但是神应许给以色列人，就是他的百姓，有一个救主要拯救他们。
But God has promised to the Israelites that there will be a Savior to save them.
就是把这些人，神的百姓，从那个咒诅，就是神说你吃的日子必定死的那个死的咒诅当中要救出来。
It is that he will save the Israelites from the curse, this curse which is cast upon them when they ate of the fruit.
也就是说，犯罪呢，你要付出代价。
In other words, there is a price for sin.
那么这位耶稣，他为我们付了这个代价。
It's Jesus. He has paid that price for us.
我们也可以说他在十字架上被钉在十字架上死了呢，是为了一切相信他的人死了。
You can also say that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for all those who believe in him.
就是耶和华神说，你吃的日子必定死。
When God says, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
这样一个咒诅。
This curse.
我们也可以说这样一个结果。
And this consequence.
那么神的儿子耶稣基督替我们来承担了。
The Son of God, he took that curse for us.
他为我们偿了，为我们偿还了这个罪的代价。
He took it for us as a price.
满足了上帝的公义的要求。
And he satisfied the righteous requirement of God.
那么凡相信耶稣基督为主的人，他就不用再承受上帝的咒诅。
So all that believe in the Lord Jesus and call him Lord, they will not have to receive God's punishment and wrath.
好，那我们就知道了。那我们怎么知道他替我死？那他和我爸爸妈妈替我死有什么区别呢？
So what is the difference between, for example, if my mom were to, or my parents were to die for me?
我自己有个女儿。
I have a daughter.
我很爱她。
I love her truly.
我可以为她死。
I would die for her.
但是我为她死，可能是救她脱离一个危险。
But if I were to die for her, maybe it would only be to avoid a certain danger.
但是我不能做任何的事情去挽救她脱离上帝的咒诅和愤怒，哪怕是我死，为她死也不可以。
But I could not take God's wrath away from her, even if I were to die.
那你就会问，那我为我女儿死和耶稣为我死有什么区别呢？
Then you may ask, if I were to die for my daughter, you, to die for your daughter, how is it different from Jesus dying for my daughter?
如果我为了挽救我的女儿脱离一个危险，我死了，我就死了吗？
If I were to cause my daughter to escape a danger and I die, then I would be dead.
我就埋入尘土当中，我就 be buried.
I would be buried in the dust.
然后呢？然后你们就从此就不再想起我。
And then I will never be in your memories again.
也不会再看到我。
And you will never see me again.
因为死了。
Because I'm dead.
但是耶稣不是的。
But Jesus is not like this.
他复活了。
He has risen from the dead.
你一定会觉得很吃惊，因为你从来没见过谁复活。
You may be surprised because you've never heard of anyone being risen from the dead.
我们经常看到人死，但是却不从来没看过人的复活。
We often see people dying, but we've never seen anyone risen from the dead.
因为人的复活必须得突破上帝的咒诅，就是你吃的日子必定死这个咒诅，你必须把它突破的。
Because in order to attain a resurrection, then you must be able to break free from the wrath, this wrath which God expressed when the day that you eat you shall surely die.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
所以我们都无法突破这死亡咒诅的死亡的咒诅。
So we are unable to escape from God's wrath.
所以我们一直都遵循着这个法则在生活。
And so we've always been living according to this law.
我们在所谓的欢喜快乐当中，我们在等待上帝的审判和灭亡。
In all of this supposed joy and happiness that we live, we are constantly waiting for God's judgment.
但是只有这位耶稣，他突破了死亡的法则。
But only the Lord Jesus, he has victory over the law of death and sin.
因为他是没有罪的。
Because he has no sin.
所以罪所带来的后果的话呢，不会到他的身上的。
So the consequences of sin cannot be brought upon him.
那你会说，那你怎么知道耶稣他复活了呢？
Then you may ask, how do we know that Jesus rose from the dead?
我们今天来看。
Let us see now.
我们今天用的是马太福音28章的1节到第13节。
Today we are looking at Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 to 13.
那你可以告诉我说，哇，你这个，我们中国有一个书叫 Monkey King.
Oh, there's a
西游记。
西游记。Okay, yeah. So we know that in China there's the ancient book called Journey to the West.
但是这个不一样在哪里？ Monkey King 是神话故事。
We know that Journey to the West is just a story.
但是这个马太福音它讲的是历史。
But Matthew here, the book of Matthew, it is telling us history.
就好像我曾经在这个世界生存过，你在这个世界上生存过一样。
It's just like how I'm living and how you are living on this world.
那么这位耶稣他也曾经在这个世界上生存过。
And Jesus, he also lived on this world.
只是他的生存和我们的生存是不一样的。
It is that his life is different from ours.
那这是个很长的故事。
And this is a very long story.
但是呢，我们今天看他的复活，因为今天是复活节。
Because, and now let us look at his resurrection, because today is Resurrection Sunday.
那么我们看28章的第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
这个时候呢，耶稣已经被钉死在十字架上了。
At this point, Jesus has already died on the cross.
并且在星期五晚上的日头落山之前呢，他已经被安葬在坟墓里边了。
And on Friday night before sunset, he was already buried in the tomb.
就是说他真的死了。
That is to say, he truly has died.
因为按照他们的习惯呢，第二天呢就叫安息日。
Because according to their tradition, the second day after that is called the Sabbath.
所以他必须在安息日开始之前把这个尸体给他拿下来，然后把它安葬了。
It must be before the Sabbath that they take the corpse and then they put it into the tomb.
所以呢，耶稣在星期五的晚上就被太阳落山之前被从十字架上拿下来，把他身体擦干净，然后用膏把他膏了，用布给他裹上，放在一个坟墓当中，坟墓的石头堵上。
And so it is on Friday night before the sunset that they took down the body from the cross, that they cleaned it, that they anointed it with oil, that they wrapped it in cloth, and then put it in the tomb.
所以呢，安息日是从星期五晚上太阳的落山到星期六晚上的太阳落山。
And Sabbath starts on Friday night at sunset, and it ends at Saturday night sunset.
所以这里说，安息日将近，就是星期六过去了。
Now we see, now after the Sabbath, that is to say after the Sabbath has passed,
那么七日的头一日,
towards the dawn of the first day of the week,
星期天的早晨,
this is the morning of Sunday,
说天快亮的时候, 抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓,
the dawn of the day of the next week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb,
抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚, 这两个玛利亚呢, 曾经是耶稣的门徒。
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they were disciples of Jesus.
他们要来做什么事情呢?
What were they going to do here?
他们要来重新的来把主的身体呢，用那个香膏呢，把它裹住。
They were going to anoint his body with more herbs and spices.
所以当他们来到坟墓前面的时候呢，第二节说，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，并且坐在上面。
And behold, verse 2, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back a stone and sat on it.
当玛利亚来到坟墓旁边前的时候呢，地大震动，他就发现坟墓的门呢是一个很大很大的石头呢，已经被移开了，并且石头上面坐着主的使者。
When the Marys got there, they saw a great earthquake and they saw that the stone sealing the tomb was open. Now this is a very big stone, it was moved away.
就是我们说的天使啊，坐在那上面。
And then there's an angel sitting on that large stone.
这里第三节说，他的貌相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
Verse 3 says, his appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow.
所以显然这是天使哈。
So very obviously this is an angel.
第四节说，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Verse 4, and for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men.
也就是说，当耶稣被埋葬在坟墓当中的时候呢，那么是有罗马兵丁在那把守着这个坟墓的。
When Jesus was buried in the tomb, there were Roman guards standing guard.
所以当天使下来把这个石头，这个坟墓的门打开的时候呢，那些兵丁呢就吓得半死。
And when the angel came down to remove the stone from the tomb, all the guards, they were scared half to death.
啊，这两个玛利亚也很害怕的。
And these two Marys, they were also terrified.
第五节，天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那个钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他说的已经复活了，你们来看安放主的地方。
Verse 5 and following, the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay.
然后天使呢就去安慰玛利亚说，你不用害怕的，我知道你来干嘛的，我知道你是来看耶稣的。
So the angel comforted the two women there, saying that he knows why they're there, that they are there to see Jesus.
但是耶稣已经复活了。
But Jesus has already risen.
你不信你来看。
If you don't believe it, then come and take a look.
所以他就要把两个玛利亚领到坟墓当中去看耶稣的身体。
So he took the women to the tomb to see.
通常他的坟墓呢，里边是有一块很大的石头的。
Normally there will be a large stone in the tomb.
那么死的人呢，通常被香膏抹了，然后用布呢要把它缠上，然后放在那个石台上边。
So normally when the dead body, they would anoint with oil and herbs and spices wrapped in cloth and then put on the stone.
然后他就告诉天使，就告诉玛利亚说，你看那石头上的尸体不见了。
And the angel said to the women, Look on the stone, there's no more body.
但是那个布啊。裹住那个尸体的布却在那石台的上边。
But the cloth still is there on the stone.
说他不在了，他复活了。
He is no longer there. He has risen.
那么第七节呢？天使就告诉玛利亚说：“快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且带你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见到他。”
Verse 7 says, Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee, there you will see him.
所以我们看到耶稣的复活跟我们看到的神话故事是不一样的。
So the resurrection of Jesus is different from the stories that we hear about.
耶稣的复活还可以被人看见的。
The resurrection of Jesus has witnesses.
所以天使就告诉玛利亚说，你快去告诉耶稣的门徒马上去加利利，因为在那个地方呢，耶稣要向他们显现。
And now the angel said to the women, quickly go to the disciples, tell them to go to Galilee, and there Jesus will meet them.
就是那个三天前被钉死在十字架上、被埋在坟墓当中的那个耶稣，他要见你们。
It is that Jesus who died on 3 days prior. He will come to visit you.
好。第八节，妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去报给他的门徒。
Verse 8 says, So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples.
所以这个天使命令玛利亚去告诉他的门徒呢，他们就赶紧去告诉他的门徒。
So when the angel told the women to go and tell Jesus' disciples, the women went.
一方面呢，他们很害怕。
On the one hand, they were full of fear.
另外一方面就很开心。
But also they were full of joy.
你说，那开心就好了，为什么要害怕呢？
It's just, why not just be joyful? Why are you fearful?
如果你去参加一个 funeral, 参加一个葬礼，那个人从棺材里边复活了。
If you were to go to a funeral and then the person that was dead, he rose from the dead.
他可能是你的亲人。
He may be a relative of yours.
你会不会马上就欢喜快乐?
Would you be immediately joyful?
你肯定害怕要怎么活了。
You'd be terrified. Why is he coming back?
但是接下来就是欢喜。
But right after that, there will be joy.
因为他的门徒呢，非常的爱他的主。
Because the Lord's disciples, they truly love the Lord.
所以这两个玛利亚就开始往回跑，去找耶稣的门徒，报告这个美好的消息。
And so the two women, they went and ran to the disciples to tell them of the good news.
当他们往回走的时候，第九节说，忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚。耶稣对他们说，你们不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
And on their way to tell the disciples, verse 9 says, And behold, Jesus met them and said greetings, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.
所以这两个玛利亚呢，就真实的往回走的时候呢，就遇到了耶稣。
And the two women on their way, they met Jesus.
你不要觉得他们产生了幻觉，太高兴了，产生幻觉，不是的。
When they were, okay, so yeah, in their, don't think that in their joy that they hallucinated Jesus.
因为他们已经跟随耶稣好几年了，他们认识耶稣，他知道耶稣是谁。
Because they have been following Jesus for many years, they know who he is.
那么耶稣就告诉他们说，你们不要害怕。
Jesus says, do not fear.
那么这两个妇女就来拜耶稣。
And then the two women, they came to worship him.
那么耶稣呢，就再一次告诉这两个玛利亚说，你告诉我的弟兄们去加利利，因为我要见他们。
And Jesus told them yet again to go to his disciples, to go to his, Jesus' brothers to, go to Galilee to meet him.
他们必见我。
They will surely come to see me.
就是他的门徒到了加利利呢，一定能够看到那个真实的耶稣。
When the disciples go to Galilee, they will surely see the resurrected Jesus.
不是他的影子。
It's not a shadow.
不是仅仅是一个灵魂。
It's not simply just a spirit.
而是一个非常真实的耶稣。
But it's a true, like fully real Jesus.
他的手上依然有被钉在十字架上的钉痕。
There are still the wounds from the nails when he was on the cross.
他的脚上也有被钉的钉痕。
Similarly, on his feet, there are the wounds.
他的肋下也有被罗马兵丁刺伤的伤口。
And in his side, there is that wound from when the Roman guard poked him with the spear.
所以这里边呢，讲到了说，必能够见到耶稣是真实的。
That is to say, the Jesus that they meet, he is real.
不是看他的相片哈。
It's not just a picture.
好了，十一节说，他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报告给祭司长。
Verse 11 says, While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place.
那个罗马的兵丁看守这个坟墓的，他们就傻了。
The Roman guards, they sat there awestruck.
那他就得去向他的长官祭司长去报告啊。
They must go to the chief priests and the elders to tell them what happened.
看到了天使，打开了墓门，两个玛利亚来了，然后又遇到了耶稣。他把这一切事情要告诉祭司长，报告给他的长官。
They must give a report to say that the angel came, rolled away the stone, the two women came, and they saw that the body was not there, and then they ran to tell the disciples.
那么十二节呢，这里说，祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多的银钱给兵丁说，你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候呢，他的门徒把他偷走了。
Verse 12 and following says, And when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.
所以当这个官长听到耶稣复活这个消息的时候，他是真正的害怕的。
So when the elders heard that Jesus rose from the dead, they are truly afraid themselves.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为就是他们亲手将耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Because they are responsible for putting Jesus on the cross and killing him.
所以他们不能够承认他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
So they cannot confess that they did put Jesus on the cross.
他们不能够否认耶稣复活。
They cannot deny.
因为如果耶稣真的
不肯复
活，他们不肯承认耶稣的复活。
They do not dare to confess that Jesus has risen from the dead.
因为他们如果承认耶稣复活的话，那就相当于他们做了一个天大的错事。
Because if they do confess that they put Jesus to death, then they are confessing to a very, very great sin.
于是呢，他们就拿些钱告诉一些兵丁说：“你呀。”你别跟别人说这事儿，你跟别人说就是耶稣的门徒把他的尸体给偷走了。
So they took a large sum of money and gave it to the soldiers and say, when you tell the story, you just say that his disciples came and stole away his body.
所以一直到今天还有人这样说，耶稣的门徒把那个尸体给偷走了。
So even today, there are people who believe the story that his disciples came and stole away his body.
如果说这个故事到这个事件记载到为止的到现在为止的话呢，那么实际上呢还有后边的耶稣的显现的。
And
如果说我们说现在哈耶稣复活了，这事儿就没有了。那不够精彩的。
If we say that Jesus simply just rose from the dead and the history ends here, then this story is not complete.
更精彩的是，主耶稣在加利利向超过四五百人显现。
The greater part of the story is next when Jesus appears to hundreds of people in Galilee.
而且和这四五百人在一起待了四十天。
And he stayed with these 400 to 500 people for 40 days.
如果他是假的话，很容易就被人识破的。
If this was a false story, then it would be torn apart by people.
所以耶稣的复活是真实的。
And so the resurrection of Jesus is truthful.
那么耶稣复活有什么意义呢？为什么让我们这么欢喜快乐呢？
So what is the purpose or the meaning behind Jesus' resurrection? Why are we so joyful?
因为他死代表着承担了我们的罪孽。
Because his death represents him taking all the wrath of our sin.
我们每一个相信他的人，我们的罪呢，他都在十字架上替我们来承担。
All who believe in him, the wrath of our sin is on Jesus.
比如说我相信耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他是人为神神为人所设立的救主。
For example, if I were to believe Jesus, if I were to believe that he is the Savior designated by God,
他在十字架上要承担我的罪所带来的上帝的愤怒和刑罚。
Jesus on the cross took the wrath which is due to me for my sin.
那么上帝就把我的罪呢算在耶稣的身上。
All of my sin is counted on Jesus.
所以耶稣在上面死的时候呢，就解除了我在上帝面前所领受的死的亡的咒诅。
And so Jesus dying, he died for me in my place.
他替我承担我在上帝面前所应该承担的咒诅。
He took the wrath and the curse that I should have taken.
所以当他死的时候，那么我就不用死了。
So when he dies, I no longer have to die.
那么他复活了，为什么我们就欢喜快乐呢？
And in his resurrection, why are we joyful?
因为证明他替我赎罪的成功了。
Because it represents that his death for me, was a success.
那么如果我说我爱我的女儿，我要救我女儿脱离一个危险，我为她死。
If I say I love my daughter and for the sake of her safety out of a certain danger, I will die for her.
我并不能因此而复活。
I cannot rise from the dead.
也就是说，我只能够替我女儿承担一次危险。
In other words, I can take that one danger for her.
我可能保护她的身体不受伤害。
I may be able to protect her from physical harm.
但是我不却不能够拯救她的罪。
But I cannot reconcile her from her sin.
我不能够拯救她的灵魂。
I cannot save her spirit.
但是耶稣复活了，表明他不但可以救我们的身体，也可以救我们的灵魂。
But Jesus' resurrection, it means that he not only can save our bodies, but also our spirits.
上帝之前看你看我，充满了愤怒，因为我们是罪人。
God looked at us formerly full of wrath because we are sinners.
但是上帝把这一切的愤怒投射在谁的身上？投射在十字架上耶稣的身上。
But God expressed all that wrath upon Jesus on the cross.
他看十字架上的耶稣就好像一个罪人一样。
He saw Jesus on the cross as if he were a sinner.
于是他把本来应该放在我们身上的咒诅和愤怒放在他的身上。
And so all the wrath that was due to us, he put onto Jesus.
所以当耶稣复活的时候
，So when Jesus rose from the dead,
表明上耶稣满足了上帝公义的要求。
It means that he successfully satisfied all of God's requirement for justice.
也就是说这些罪你的罪我的罪被耶稣在十字架上完美的解决了。
It is that your sin and my sin, all the sin on the cross has had its wrath satisfied.
我们可以蒙拯救了。
We can now receive salvation.
我们的灵魂可以不至于灭亡了。
We no longer need to die the spiritual death.
你会问，那你为什么知道耶稣拯救成功了呢？
Now you may ask, how do we know that his salvation is successful?
因为他复活了。
Because he rose from the dead.
我给你举个例子，你要明白。
I'll give you an example.
比如说我到超市里面去买东西。
I go to the market to buy something.
买东西。我买了很多的东西。
I bought something, I bought a lot of stuff.
但是我出去交钱的时候呢，我发现我没有钱。
But when I get to the cash register, I have no money.
我能不能出去？
Can I go out?
显然不能出去。
I can't.
因为什么？因为你没有钱。
Why? Because I have no money.
这时候呢，哎，我出不去，不让我出去。这时候突然我看到我后边谁呢？ David 在哪里？
And as I'm stuck there, I see behind me David.
David 说，哎， Uncle Patrick.
David says, hi, Uncle Patrick.
你可以走了。
You can go.
然后拿个卡，我有钱，我有钱。
And then David says he has money.
然后告诉那个收钱的 cashier 说，让他走，让他走，我付钱。
And then David says to the cashier that, you can let him go because I'll pay.
你觉得 cashier 会让我走吗？
Do you think the cashier will let me go?
他不会让我走。
He wouldn't let me go.
因为他也不能确定 David 有没有钱。
Because he cannot guarantee that David has money.
没错，他是有个卡，卡里不一定有钱啊。
Of course, he has a card, but maybe there is no money on the card.
于是我就站在边上等。
And so I sit on the side waiting.
David 拿着卡过来了。
And David takes the card.
都不用密码了，随便刷，一刷。
And he swipes the card without a password or PIN.
Approved.
And then it says approved.
我可不可以走？
Can I go now?
我当然可以走。
Of course I can go.
我欠不欠这个商店的钱？
Do I owe the store any money?
我欠这个商店的钱。
I did.
我欠不欠这商店的钱？
Do I owe the store money?
你别怀疑啊，我不欠。
I don't owe any money.
因为有人替我付了。
Because someone has paid the price for me.
我们接下来再说。
And so we come again to say,
David 来了，拿着这张卡。
David comes with the card.
可是一划。
And the cashier swipes the card.
余额不足。
And it says, insufficient funds.
我能走不能走？
Can I go?
不能走。
I can't go.
因为他也不够。
Because David also does not have enough money.
我们今天也是如此。
And today we are similar in a similar circumstance.
这位被钉死在十字架上的耶稣，他是神的儿子。
The one who died on the cross, he is the Son of God.
他是这位创造宇宙万有的上帝为他的百姓所设立的救主。
He is the creator of the universe and also the savior of all men.
在他的卡中满满的有充足的足够的。
On his card, it is vastly sufficient.
Payment.
Vastly sufficient payment.
是什么呢？叫公义。
It is his righteousness.
所以他用这个公义可以将我们从不义的当中拯救出来。
And his righteousness can save us from our unrighteousness.
所以当让我们走的时候，他就不能够让 David 走。
So when
让我走的时候，我们在 cashier 呢，想回去那个故事啊。当我走的时候，他就不能走。
So back in the story, when I am leaving, David cannot leave.
我不付钱，他必须付钱。
I'm not going to pay, but he must pay.
而必他必须有足够的钱去付。
And he must have enough money.
所以上帝没有把这个愤怒降在我们的身上。
So God has not expressed his wrath upon us.
是因为他降在了耶稣的身上。
Because it was expressed upon Jesus.
而耶稣他所有的公义是神儿子的公义，绝对可以满足上帝公义的要求。
And Jesus' righteousness, it is enough to satisfy God's requirement.
Fully paid.
And the price is now fully paid. So we can leave, we can depart from God's wrath.
这就是为什么我们今天在复活节的时候，我们所有的基督徒都这么欢喜快乐。
So that is why today on Resurrection Sunday that all Christians are full of joy.
因为也许有一天我们的身体依然要面临死亡，归回尘土。
Because one day our body will return to the dust.
但是我们的灵魂却不被灭亡。
But our spirit will not receive this.
那么有一天在上帝审判的日子的时候，上帝会赐给每一个基督徒有一个完全的荣耀的身体，不朽坏的。
And on the day of judgment, God will give all believers a glorified body, never without decay.
使我们可以进入神的国，与他同在，直到永永远远。
That we can enter into his eternal kingdom forever and ever.
而那些不信的人
those who do not believe,
那么耶稣的死和他没有关系
the death of Jesus has no relation with them.
耶稣的复活和他也没有关系
Jesus' resurrection has nothing to do with them.
那么上帝就要按照他完全的公义去审判每一个人
So according to God's perfect righteousness, he will judge every person.
那么这些人将在上帝的愤怒当中和审判当中直到永永远远
And those people will be under God's judgment and wrath forever and ever.
所以我们今天明白了复活节的意义。
So now today we understand the meaning and importance of Resurrection Sunday.
我们不要瞎高兴哈。
Don't just be randomly happy for no reason.
你必须与它有关才可以的。
You must, this resurrection must, you must have a part in this resurrection in order for you to be properly joyful.
你必须在他的死和他的复活上都有关系。
You must be related to Jesus in his death and resurrection.
我们才能够罪得赦免，有永生。
That our sin may receive reconciliation, that we may receive reconciliation, and that we may have eternal life.
所以当我们明白复活节的意义的时候，你如果是与他的死和他的生复活有关系，那你当然欢喜快乐。
So when we come to Resurrection Sunday and you do have a part in his death and resurrection, then you will surely be joyful.
如果你说我不知道，我没有关系。
If you say I have nothing to do with it,
你需要知道。
Then I say you must know.
你必须知道。
You must know and you must have part in it.
我恳求你去知道。
I urge you to be part of it.
因为否则的话就要面对灭亡。
Otherwise, you'll be faced with death.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us close with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
感谢你为我们死。
We give you thanks for your death.
我们也感谢你复活。
We give you thanks for your resurrection.
因为我们在你的死的当中，我们罪得赦免。
Because in your death, our sins are forgiven.
我们在你的复活当中被神称为义。
And in your resurrection, we are now righteous before God.
让在这个特别的日子，求你来纪念你的儿子。
On this day, may you remember your son.
纪念来到你面前的每一个人。
Remember each one who comes before you.
使我们可以因着认识你所差来的这位耶稣基督而有得救的智慧。
That we may come to know the Lord Jesus which you have sent and that we may have wisdom unto salvation.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.